Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We have a long passage again today, Colossians chapter 1, 1 through 6. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up in heaven for you, of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. There are some things we never want to hear, right? For instance, you never want to hear a surgeon say, whoops, during surgery. Hopefully you're out during surgery, so you don't have to hear that. With your mouth propped wide open, you never want to hear a dentist say, now, which tooth was I supposed to pull? You never want to hear the coach of a college basketball team that won one game and lost 29 the year before say, yeah, but the good news is next year we've got everybody back. But here's what's worse. You never want to hear a person who professes to be a Christian say, really, there's never been a change in my life. You see, the gospel of Jesus is more than a truth. It's a dynamic power that changes a person from the inside out. I love the way William Wilberforce, Wilberforce was the primary person behind the abolition of slave trade in Great Britain. Here's how he described coming to Christ. He described it, he called it a great change, the great change in my life. That's what the gospel does. It changes things, transforms us. So Paul says to the believers in Colossae, we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints. Paul did not hear of these things because the Colossian Christians believed their faith was a private matter, or we didn't hear those things because they weren't demonstrating visible acts of faith and love. Their inward change resulted in visible outward action. There was the great change. Paul wrote that over all the world, the dynamic power of the gospel was bearing fruit, he said. So, are you bearing spiritual fruit? Is there anyone hearing that you love Jesus? Anyone hearing about your faith in him? Anyone hearing about how he has changed your life? Let's talk to God about this. Father, I want to be that person. I want to demonstrate your power in my life. May my family and friends see my faith lived out in real life. May all in my life see the great change because of Jesus. I pray in his name. Amen.